tonight, amen? Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We worship you right now. Just go ahead and lift up your hands in God's house, amen? Let's just spend some time with the Lord. Thank you, Father God. Just wash over us tonight in this place right now. Just let the chains begin to fall off right now. Every weight that we walked in here with, Father God, I just pray against it right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your peace, oh God. Thank you for your joy, Lord.
This is my
Father God. Breathe on us right now today, Father God. Let your passion just fill this place up, Father God. Let your joy erupt in this place today, Lord God. We surrender ourselves, Father God, unto you, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Father God. Thank you.
A Saturday was silent. Surely it was through. But since when has it possible ever stopped you? Sunday's empty tomb. Since when has it possible to ever stop you? This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the praise make a dead man walk again.
Spirit of addiction right now in the Welcome out to Living Word Christian Center Church. It's good to see you. We hope you enjoy today's service. Go and have a seat and enjoy these next announcements. Hi, you guys. Welcome. Thanks for coming out to Living Word Inland Empire. Here's just a few announcements before we begin.
Is it your first time here? If so, we would love to connect with you. All you have to do is text NEW to LW to the number 484-848 so we can connect with you and get to know you just a bit better. We would love to pray with you here at Living Word, so we encourage you to fill out a prayer card on campus, or you can comment below or direct message us. And once God answers that prayer, we encourage you to fill out a praise report so we can rejoice in the Lord with you. It's that time of year. If you would like your contribution letter, we encourage you to click the link in our contribution letter post and fill out your information so you can receive your letter by January 31st. We hold a live youth Zoom nights every second and fourth Friday, and we want you youth to be a part of it. So be sure to register today by clicking the link in our bio on our Instagram or checking out our post on Facebook. Alrighty, couples, get excited for your Healthy Marriage Couple Seminar held January 15th at 7 p.m. Come invest in the vision. We're so excited to announce our new shirts we have available. Be sure to purchase yours while supplies last. And this just in, we will be holding our Growing Healthy course every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. This course will begin on February 3rd, so be sure to purchase your books while supplies last. We have many ways to give towards our ministry. You can give through Zelle, which is the best way to give because the processing fees do not affect you or the church, and your tithes and offering goes directly to the church. Or you can call in your giving, do text to give, or give online by checking out our website.
Hey everyone, that is all the announcements we have for you guys today. If you guys would like to stay connected with us, you guys can follow all of our social media accounts. Now let's open up our hearts and get ready for an awesome word.
Amen. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord. Can someone say amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We want to just welcome you out tonight. Amen. Into the presence of God, into God's house. Amen. We are excited that you're with us. Amen. If it's for your first time here, we love to connect with you. There is a text you can text to and text it so we can continue connecting with you and sharing information throughout the month, throughout the year, so you can stay connected and let God continue moving and reigning in your life. Come on, somebody. Amen. Don't forget, this Friday, come on, couples, this Friday, 7 o'clock, we are having our Healthy Marriage course. Amen. If you didn't sign up and make it, don't worry. Next month we will be having another one. You can sign up with that, and we'll have start signing up within the next week or so, so you can sign up for the next marriage course. It's going to be powerful. Me and my wife will be teaching that course. I am really excited for it so that we can start the year off strong in our marriages, healthy. We are on a series called Healthy Lives. Come on, somebody. Healthy lives, healthy families, healthy church. And for us to continue to remain healthy in the things of God, there's some things we've got to let go, for God can do something powerful. Come on, amen. And also, don't forget, church, that we're going to start a course starting this. It's going to be on the first week of February. It'll be on Wednesdays, and it's called Growing Healthy. Come on, somebody, Growing Healthy. It's a foundational course. It's a foundational course, and I'm telling you, you're gonna love it. It's gonna minister to you. We have a book that I put together. You can order the book, and I think where's Jade at? Jade in the house. Jade, have we set up the sign up sheet yet? Digital sign up yet? So we'll do it this week. So we'll have it up so we can start ordering the books. It's $10 a book. I'm telling you, it will bless your heart. I want you to have information with you. Also, there'll be tons of scripture. It's going to be scriptural, and we're going to get into some foundational things. And it's just God's just going to move in our lives so that we would have a healthy, strong life. Come on, somebody. Amen. And if you need to ever lift up your hand, the ushers will give you an envelope. I know we're going to pray for our tithes and offering right now. And we know that when we give to God, what belongs to God, we say, God, we want you part of our financial life. We believe in you. We trust you. We believe in what your word says. And so that like that, we become the people God wants us to be, and we trust God. Someone say, trust God. Trust God. And it is healthy for us to trust the Lord financially. It is healthy because when we say God, when we don't give to God what belongs to God, we say, God, I don't need you in my finances. And how many know that when we push him away from that, we only rob ourselves? And so there's nothing like when God's people trust the Lord financially, and people have been giving on Zelle, people have been calling it in, people have been going through PayPal, different avenues of giving. And so we want to just keep it open for you also. If you want an envelope, raise your hand. The ushers will give you an envelope, and we can continue that way as for now. But I am grateful for all those that are watching us live and for all those that are here. Come on, all those that are here. Don't forget, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, subscribe to it, because it'll notify you when service is on or when a message comes out or when I'm speaking and doing a word for the day or for the week or for the month. It'll be good to keep following that. Also, we have different avenues that we can use it and share the gospel with other families and ones we love. You know, it's so impacting if God's people will create the same way we push our media with other things. Let's continue pushing the gospel. Come on, pushing the gospel in our media. And you know that I preach a message called digital evangelism. And so if you know how to do watch parties, get with Jade, talk to Jade. If you know the impacting of watch powers, we need some watch powers. Hello, somebody. Watch party leaders to help us. And so if you know more about that, talk to Jade, please. And we want to use you to be a leader in a watch party to help us to push the gospel. Come on, somebody. The Bible says, how can they hear unless a preacher is sent? And so let God use you to make a difference. Amen. Let God use you to make a difference now. But right now, I'm going to pray for our tithes and offering. We're believing God this year. Amen. We're believing God for some tremendous things. Come on, some powerful things. And we're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you tonight, God, that we have the ability to give to you what belongs to you, Father. We bring our tithe and we bring our offering into the storehouse, oh God, and we return it back to you, Father God. We thank you that you've given us health and strength, oh God, and you've given us a job and you provided a business and you've done all these great, wonderful things, God, and we believe you and we honor you and we love you that we come and we give what belongs to you, Father God, freely, with a cheerful heart, Father God, not grudgingly, Father God, but with a good spirit, Father. Bless this tithes and offering in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Come on, give the Lord a great clap offering. Amen. Tonight, we have Pastor Art all the way from Coachella Valley. He's going to be ministering the word of God. So give him a good warm welcome to his ministers tonight. God bless you. This Sunday, I want to continue on our series on healthy habits, healthy life. And we only did two. We have six more to go. And so every Sunday, I want to be doing two every Sunday. Amen. Until we get into healthy families for February. So right now, Art's going to minister. Let's give him a good warm welcome. Amen.
Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Give the Lord some praise. Come on. Give yourself a clap offering. Come on. Give the worship a clap offering. Come on, let's give the Lord a clap offering. Let's give our wonderful pastors a clap offering. Come on, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. Thank you, Pastor Edgy, for allowing me to be here. It's a blessing for me to, it's a privilege to come and minister the word of God. Amen. How many believers do we got in the house? And if you're a non-believer, it's okay, because I hope you leave here different. Amen. God got something beautiful for us. I was reading this on the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 35. It says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Oh, come on, somebody. That was weak. Amen. So I come here to allow myself. God is doing a blessing, amazing work, a miraculous work, because we serve a God that does miracles. Come on, somebody. Amen. As we get into the word this evening, just want to open up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this beautiful evening. We thank you for this opportunity, Father God, for allowing me to be here. It's a privilege to be here behind your pulpit, Father God. Help me respect it, God. I thank you, Father God, for allowing me to come here safely, as well as your church, your sons, your daughters. I thank you, and I'm very grateful for our wonderful pastors that have been there, Father God, and are still there, Father God. I pray blessings upon them also, Father God, and your people, as you prepare our hearts to receive your word. Father, I pray you bless us, Father God. Lay me aside as I may decrease. I pray for your increase. Holy Spirit, have your way tonight. In Jesus' name, and we all say, amen. Amen. Come on, give it all a clap offering tonight. Come on, give them praise. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm excited to be in the house of God. And I'm excited to receive what God has for us tonight. Amen. If we turn to the book of 3 John, the third epistle of John, in verse 2. Amen. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper. I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. For I rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Come on, somebody, give it a clap offering. Look, I want to just remind you guys tonight that we need to stay in God's truth. This is a new year. It's a new beginning. It's a fresh year. It's a fresh start. It's a fresh anointing. God has given you a fresh anointing. He's given you fresh faith. He's given you fresh power. He's given you a fresh authority to move forward. Amen. And the only way we're going to move forward, if we let go and let God. I come to bring the gospel, a simple gospel today, this evening. I want to keep it simple, and I hope this encourages you this evening, church. I don't know what you're going through, what you faced. Maybe some of you struggled into the year. Maybe some of you are still struggling, but you're here. You ain't hearing me today. Come on, somebody. We're here, and we're not going nowhere. We're going to continue to preach the gospel. Amen. There's nothing going to stop us. Coronavirus is not going to stop us from preaching the gospel. The devil is not going to stop us from preaching the gospel. And ours not going to stop preaching the gospel. The opportunity. I got the greatest opportunity here to be here. And I don't know. I got caught in my thought all of a sudden. Come on, somebody. Amen. There's a beautiful presence. I'm just thankful and grateful, church. I need you to realize this thing that pastor's been preaching about healthy lives. Amen. And some of us are walking in hell, and some of us are healthy, some of us are not. Amen. Some of us, I said, the reason why I say we're not, because we haven't left those former things. We brought some things that we had in 2020 into 2021. Come on, somebody. It's a new year. It's time to let go. It's time to let go and let God. Let God do what he has to do within you. He wants to help you prosper. He wants to help you succeed. I want to keep it simple today. Come on, somebody. Because, dude, you know what? If it wasn't for God, and if it wasn't for the man and women of God that had our back, we wouldn't be here today. If it wasn't for God giving me that's a God of second, third, and fourth chances, I wouldn't be here today. I had no idea that I was going to come and preach the word. I had no idea that I was going to become a preacher, a church planner. Oh, come on, somebody. We're at Living Word of Coachella Valley. There is churches that are going to come out there. We're taking the whole Coachella Valley. We're taking nations. We're going to take byways and highways. But it has to take you and I to let go and let God do what he has to do within us. He wants you to prosper, church. He wants us to be in good health. Amen. I wasn't in good health. All those rock stars that I drank, I was going ahead of myself. Come on, somebody. Some of us need to let go of Coca-Cola. Come on now. Drinking too much Coke. Or apple pies. Or moon pies. Come on, somebody. About to have some fun up in this place. Come on now. It's a beautiful spirit, man. God just wants you to prosper, church. But we're going to have to learn how to let go of some things. Amen. God wants to help you, and you're in the right place. God brought you here for a reason. So you can let go and let God. Come on, somebody. God wants to put a new thing, do a new thing in you. It's a new year. But we had to learn to let go. Let go of what? The cholo mentality. Hello, somebody. That I know. Got that button. I can't button. It feels weird. When I came into the home, I had that. What's up, eh? I had to learn how to listen. I had to learn how to listen to God, learn how to listen to the man of God and the leaders that were appointed to me in the home. I'm homegrown. I went to the home 12 years ago. Amen. And I had to learn, and some of us had to let go of that pride, the button of pride. I never thought I'd be wearing skinny jeans. Long sleeve, purple shirt, purple rain. Come on now. Have a purple Bible. God just wants it to. I heard this very thing. He said, you need to learn how to submit. Art. You need to be obedient. You need to learn how to submit to me and to the word of God and to the man and woman of God that I place in your life and to the leaders that I appointed over you. You ain't hearing me today. Come on, somebody. And we need to learn how to listen and learn. Amen. We learn as we're listening to the voice of God. Amen. The Bible says to be hearers of the word, but to be doers of the word also. Amen. And the Lord tell me a couple of weeks ago, he says, Art, you need to listen. You need to learn to hear my word and do my word. He was just reminding me, you need to stay on your toes. You're doing good. Keep doing good. I'm going to take you. I brought you this far. I'm going to take you further. He brought you this far. He is going to take you further. The word of God does not come back void. He don't change. It's us that change. The Bible says that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Look in Colossians chapter 3. I want to go there for the sake of time. I feel that I can preach for 12 hours. Amen. But I remember my pastor said, you preach more than 30 minutes. After that, you're lying. Come on now. And I said, okay, I got to watch. Now I got to watch. Look, I never wore a watch. Come on now. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 8. Because this is the very thing, church. In a healthy life, we need to let go of. Here we go in verse 8. But now you yourselves are to put off. I don't know if I'm about to cuss right now. All these anger. We got any nojones in the house? Put off anger. Put off wrath. Put off malice. Put off blasphemy. Filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. See, when we don't put those off, we're living an unhealthy life, church. God wants us to live a healthy life. He wants us to live. You are a new creation. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, that you are a new creation. Old things have passed away. But why is it that all the time we're going through something, we want to bring that old thing back into it? God says, we don't need to. I've took that away from you. I took that gang mentality, make you feel better. I took that your pride away from you, Art. Or how about this one, your selfishness, Art, that I don't get my way and start acting like a llorón. Or how about this one, lying. You don't have to lie to kick it. I was bad. I was the number one liar in the whole world. That makes you feel better. I was the biggest drunk. I had no idea that I had to get rid of the drunk spirit. Crackhead up here in the pulpit. Come on now. If God did it for me, he'll do it for you. But you got to give him a chance, church. You got to give him a chance for he can make you healthy. You know what? Let me tell you something. The only way that we're going to live healthy and keep moving forward is the Word of God. The Word of God, the Word of God is going to keep us healthy. It's going to help us. It's going to help us stay in the righteous path, church. Amen. We need to let go of some of these. We need to let go if we're going to live healthy lives. We need to let go of stop being full of anger. Amen. Stop when the flesh kicks, when hermano carnitas kicks in, right away you want to bad talk or cuss. Or how about when your wife's coming at you and then all of a sudden your language, your foul, filthy language comes out. God says, I didn't make you that way. It's called eating more. I just made this up last week. Eating more. It's called HHP. Healthy humble pies. And I have to zip it. Boom. And sometimes I just want to go off. No. God says, I humbled you. You don't need to, because I put humility in you. I don't want you to act full of anger the way you used to act, Art. I don't want you to act the way you used to act, son, daughter. I changed you. I put you in a place of restoration. I brought you here into my house. I brought you into my hospital today. I brought you into the best hospital in the whole world here at Living Word, Inland Empire, so you can come and get yours, so you can let go and let God and let him do what he has to do. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. But sometimes we just got to let go and just leave the belt of truth on. See, when we take the belt of truth off, when we take it off, because that's part of the whole armor, when we take it off, we're no longer healthy. We're living the way we want to live. Oh, come on now. We're living, we're doing what we want to do. I was telling my wife on the way, I was like, you know what the greatest thing that God ever done for me is that he kept me in a place, which is Living Word. He kept me in a place here, and he blessed me with wonderful pastors. And I say, I'm going to say it for the rest of my life. If people don't like it or not, I'm going to say it, because you know what? They are a blessing to my life. If it wasn't for them giving up on me, man, where would I be? But I was telling my wife that I was going. I said, man, if I wouldn't focus, if I wouldn't have focused on God and the Word of God and listen to my pastors, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. God has placed you in a place of worship. God has brought you in a place of fellowship. God has blessed you with the great, mighty men and women of God. They are here for you. Just like they're here for us, they are here for you. I didn't think they were going to work with crackhead. I didn't think they were going to work with a drunk, a man full of rage. I thought it was a joke. Hello, somebody. When you come into the things of God, and it was like, man, I think this is becoming real, man. I think I got to go. Any of you? When you come into the things of God and you say, man, you know what? I think this is real. I think I got to go. Pelate, vámonos. You run because you take the belt of truth off. No longer healthy. You got to keep the belt of truth on, so God can do what he has to do and keep you healthy. I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures that God will keep you healthy, because God's word brings life into our bones. Look at in Ezekiel talking about the dry bones. Come on now. Look at Paul. Paul was radical. And Paul was writing the church of Colossians and telling these brothers, hey, bros, hey, check this out. You guys got to start putting off some things aside. We have to start putting some things aside, some things that don't belong there. I want you to be healthy so you can get to the next level, so you can get to the promised land, so you can start teaching. So you can start ushering. So you can start preaching. So you can start evangelizing. Oh, come on, somebody. So you can start doing what you got to do for the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, put on the evil desire. Amen. Put on malice. Put off malice. Put off blasphemy. Filthy language. You don't have to get crazy like that no more, Art. You don't have to get on the flesh no more, Art. Speaking to somebody. Come on now. Me. Because I told God, I come to receive your word today. I need to hear this. Healthy lives matter. Come on, somebody. Not Mexican lives and black lives matter. Healthy lives matter. Come on now. We as believers of Christ, we got Jesus in us. God needs you. God will put you in a place so you can be a light to somebody. And it, whether it's at work, whether it's you're driving, whether you're in a gas station, whether you're in a food, on a store, even you have your mask, it's okay to say, God bless you. Have a good day. Amen. Look at it. It's a blessing. And true story, just like a couple of days ago, my neighbor just got out like 2 years ago. And he was real mean. The cops were at our next-door neighbor every other day because he was always fighting. But look, we were able to reach out to him. We were able to reach out to him, and I was the same way. He reminded me of me. Hello, somebody. Drunk. Got out of prison, thought he was all that in a bag of chips. And I was talking to him, and I said, you know what, just little by little. And the other day, we're going to service on a Thursday. No, Sunday here, last Sunday. And he said, I was putting my Bible in the car. And he said, neighbor, come here, neighbor. Pastor Art, come here. I got something to tell you. And he said, I'm tired, man. I'm done. He goes, you know what? The greatest thing, I haven't drank in 3 days. I don't drink an 18-pack. Every day no more. I drink it every 3 days. But I want to thank you, Pastor Art, for encouraging me, you and your wife, that I know I can change, and I don't want to be that evil person no more. He got married. He's a young kid. He's an American, white. And I've been just talking to him, and not shoving the word of God to him, but it's been just being there, just whenever he needs prayer or something. But look, because I let God take out my anger, I let God restore my mind, I let God change my heart, and that's what God wants us to do, church. We're in a hospital. God wants us to change our hearts. He wants to renew our minds. To live healthy. Look, the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, do not be conformed to the world. That's the word of God, because God cares for you. God cares for you. He says that do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed. Be that different person. Be transformed by the renewing of the mind. Stop thinking the way you used to think in 2020 or the way you were thinking yesterday. If you were acting crazy yesterday, let yesterday be yesterday. Let the day before yesterday be the day before yesterday. Today's a new day. Today you can start fresh. You can start fresh. You can let go. Yes, it's hard. It's hard to let go and let God. But you know what? If you hold on, you'll see what the word of God is talking about. The Bible also says that for us, that we get faith. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing the what? Hearing the what? The word of God. What are you hearing? What are you listening that's bringing health to your bones, to your mind? Come on, somebody. Amen. I used to like old school and all that, corridos and all that. And now they got Christian corridos, they got Christian gospel, they got Christian reggae, they got Christian oldies. What? I'm like, yeah, come on. Hey, man. I don't have to infect my mind no more. Hello, somebody. Right away when I hear Chalino Sanchez, oh, here you go. Come on, let's go, man. Let's get pumped up, man. Come on now. Not Ice Cube. Come on now. Or you hear Los Caretas and Linares, vámonos, let's go. Something that you know, come on now. God don't want us to be the same person. He wants you to be that new you. It's a new year. Come on, somebody, give another clap offering. It's a new you. He says now, stop having that filthy language take it out of your mouths. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. Get rid of the old man. You're a new man. Come on, somebody. Get rid of that young girl. You're a new woman. Come on, somebody. When I came into the things of God, I was acting like straight like a boy. I was a 36-year-old boy. I'm not laughing. It's true. And I said to myself, you know what? When I went to the home, it's in Chino. And I reminded myself, you know what? There's a Boys Republic down the street. If I start acting like a boy, then I'm going to end up over there. When I came to this home, this is about making disciples and making men of God. Come on, somebody. Making women of God. And God brought me to the right place. And I said, okay, you know what? I need to get rid of some of these things. We need to get rid of those. To live in a healthy life, we must let go of malice. Amen? Of anger. Of frustration. Anxiety. Being double-minded. Oh, I don't know if I should. Maybe I can just one step in the Lord or one step in. Only you know. Maybe not so much the devil, but maybe you put your idol's Ice Cube or Tupac or somebody. Not God. God's saying, I need you to put me first. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, it says you cannot serve two masters. You're either going to serve one or serve the other. God brought you here for his reason, so he can change something within your heart. Amen? Come on, give the Lord a clap offering. Amen? See, in order for us to have a healthy life, we must pick up. What do we need to pick up in this new walk? Here we go. So I just want to keep it simple, that's all. And have put on, in verse 10, and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor circumcised, barbarian nor Scythian, nor slave nor free, and Christ is all and in all. In verse 12, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, this is what we need to put on. Put on, because you're a new creation, right? And this is, and when I mean to let go, not just when you come to church and let go. We need to learn how to let go daily. And sometimes the way we're going to learn how to let go daily is we need to examine ourselves daily. What do we need to fix? What do I need to let go? Do I need to eat more humble pies? Do I need to be more nicer? Or do I need to change my attitude? God's saying, I want to put my character. You're a new man. See, well, he says, put on tender mercies. Put on kindness. It's okay to be kind, gentlemen, to your girlfriends or your wives. Women, it's okay to be kind to your vato. Come on, somebody. Amen? It says, put on tender mercies. Put on kindness. Here we go. Put on humility. Amen? The only way you're going to get humility when you submit to God. Submission. Submit to God, and that's where humility comes. Be meekness. It says long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against one another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all, come on, it's okay to clap. Come on, I got one. Come on, give the Lord a clap offering. Come on now. Usually I'm all yelling and all everywhere. Come on now. The Holy Spirit said, calm. Stay calm, son. My wife says, don't be yelling everywhere. Don't be yelling. You don't need to yell at us. Amen, Pastor. Yeah, that's right. Come on now. See, Pastor knows. Come on now. It says, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is upon perfection. And let the peace of God rule in one body, and be thankful. Let's go to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18. It says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old." That's what we got to let go of, the old you. We need to let go of the old us. Because when we're trying to live a new life, and we're bringing those old things in us, we're not living a healthy life. Oh, come on, somebody. We're not. Because you're getting angry, and Bible says for us to be slow to anger. Don't get angry so fast. Amen? Leave those former things. You don't have to act like a, you don't have to lean like a chola no more. You don't have to act like a cholo no more. Or whatever you done, the way you were. You don't have to be like that no more. You're a new creation. The old has passed away. Right here in Isaiah 43, 18. Come on, give it all a clap offering. It says, "Remember the former things, nor consider the old." It says in verse 19, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I will refresh your spirit if you let me. I will renew your mind if you let me. I will change the way you think if you let me. I will restore what needs to be restored if you let me." Are you going to let God do what he has to do in you today? Come on, somebody. Because I am. I am. What do you have to do? Leave those former things. Change it. If you know that you need to change some things, change to get healthy. I had to let go of the rock stars. Hello, somebody. I'm keeping it real. I'm speaking it. My wife calls it devil's juice. There you go with devil's juice. I had to let go of carnitas. Hello, somebody. I used to love carnitas. Now I can't eat it. You're going to have to let go of some things so you can live a better life. Because this year, God has something bigger, better, and greater for us. It's on and cracking like no one's business. God got something beautiful for you. He wants to refresh your spirit. He wants to bring life to you so you can bring life to others. So you can bring light to someone's darkness. He can do it if you let him. He can do it. But the question is, do you want to do it? There's some for everybody in the church. Come on, somebody. God's looking for a willing heart. He wants to refresh your spirit. He wants you to walk freshly, all fresh. Look, I look fresh today. Not every day, but today. Make you smile. Come on now. Some of you like this. Or you tied up your seatbelts and you're like, God wants you to live a healthy life. Pastor's been preaching about letting go of some old habits. Psycho habits. Some of you are crazy. It's okay to be crazy. Get crazy for Jesus. You're not getting crazy in the world no more. You're not getting crazy in the world no more. You're getting crazy. We're going to get crazy for Jesus. There's a lot of work to be done on this year. This is only the beginning. It's a new beginning. God wants to refresh your bones. God wants to give you a fresh anointing. He wants to give you fresh power so you can do what you got to do for the Lord Jesus Christ. So you can be able to back up your pastors. So you can be able to back up your directors. So you can be able to rise. Rise like that man and woman you're called to be. You're no longer going to be that woman full of anger. A double-minded woman. That double-minded man. You're no longer going to look tirado no more. Come on now. We need to wake up, church. We need to wake up and get into the fitness. I'll start doing some burpees for you guys right now. Come on now. Start getting fitted. We need to start exercising. Exercising what? In the Word of God. The Word of God is what's going to bring life to your bones. It's what's going to bring life into your body. It's what's going to bring life into your mind. It's going to help you speak life. You're no longer going to speak death. You're no longer going to say, my bro is not going to change. No, the Word of God says for us to speak life. My bro is going to change. My daughter is going to change. They're no longer going to be those drug addicts. They're no longer going to be those drunks. My daughter is going to change. They are going to serve God. They are going to preach the gospel. They are going to be a light to someone's darkness. My wife is going to change. She's not going to be that crazy woman no more. My husband is going to change. Or my boyfriend, if you're going to get married, you should have signed up on Friday. Come on, somebody, for Friday. It's going to be a Holy Ghost party on Friday. I signed up. I'm like, babe, we're going. Come on, somebody. Anything that has to do with God, we're going to sign up. Well, anything that has to do with our to build our marriage and better our marriage, we're going to sign up. Those that are watching, I hope I'm encouraging you. Come on, somebody. Next month, if you didn't sign up this month, sign up next month. Because I believe we're in a time that we need it. We need to stick together as one, in one body, one accord, one mind, and one spirit. We ain't got time for the devil. Come on, somebody. We ain't got time to give the devil any room. You need to make room for the Lord Jesus Christ so he can do what he has to do within you. He wants to keep you healthy. And just like he wants to keep you healthy, he wants, because all it does is takes one. Look, all it did was Jesus, he said, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. Took 12 to reach the whole nations. All it takes for us to say, you know what? I don't want to be that former dude. I don't want to be that way I used to be. I don't want to be. I want to live a better life. I don't need no coffee. I don't need no rock stars. I don't need no monsters to be the way I am. My wife, every time I wake up, I'm already dancing for her. I'm already dancing for her. Gotta put a smile on my wife's face. Come on, somebody. You're crazy. Even the dog wakes up like that. Come on now. Full of energy. Because you don't need that. Because I want to keep you healthy. This is a new year. I want to bring life into you. See, the moment we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, he gives us eternal life. And eternal life is life forever. It lasts forever. What Jesus Christ, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What he offers. What he offers. What he offers lasts forever. But what the devil offers doesn't last forever. It runs out. Come on now. And not so much the devil. We're our own devils. Because he's not right there holding you and saying, act like that. And pushing you and has you by the hand and punch him then. You could act on your anger. Punch him. Come on now. He says, you know what? We need to walk the way we're going to walk in being healthy in this new year. And we're going to be able to rock it. We're going to be able to reach out to the future generation as we all stand tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to be able to reach out to the future generation. We're going to be able to help our pastors and back up our pastors and back up the leaders and do what we got to do for the kingdom of God. Come on now. We're going to be able to do this if we put on the new you and let go of the old. Put on loving kindness. Look in Galatians chapter 5. Galatians. Because I told you that the Word of God, only the Word of God brings life into us. It's like when you go into the stores. How many like fruit? And you buy a lot of fruit and you leave it in the bowl and you're just walking by it. Days. And you don't eat it. And what happens to it? It rottens. It rottens. That's the same way when we have our Bible on our counter, or we can have it in the middle right next to you in the car seat. You're driving. I'm going to keep my Bible because God's right here by my side. or on my dashboard, and it's just collecting dust. That's the same way we're walking, because we're not picking up our word, which the word of God brings life into us. Look in Matthew's, in the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 27, it says, "And it happened as he spoke these things, that a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, 'Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast which nursed you.' But he said, 'More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.'" It's because my pastors and his pastors and his friend pastors kept the word. The vision is still going. It's still enhancing. It's still spreading. It's because we have kept his word, I'm able to be here and share this simple gospel to you. We must keep the word of God within us, church. We must keep the word of God in us. In Galatians, look, in Galatians chapter 5. Because God, this is what's held to the body, to the Spirit of God. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. "But the fruits of the Spirit is love." I think some of us need to put on more love. Or maybe it's hard for you. Maybe you're not that morning person and it's hard for you to wake up. It's hard for you to wake up. And you wake up mad. Maybe some of you need to put on joy. These are the fruits of the Spirit. It's number one is love. Number two is joy. Number three is peace. Number four is long suffering. Number five is kindness. Maybe you haven't been kind. You need to put kindness on. That's healthy. This is what brings health to the bones. This is what brings life into our bones, church. This is what's going to help us speak life to our husbands, to our wives, to our children. And when we're struggling, when we're going through hardships, when we're going through trials, when we're going through tribulations, this is what's going to help us persevere. Look, it says kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Self-control is when anger tries to come, you don't get out of control. You have a part of the fruits of the Spirit. It's keeping you, God's keeping you, the Spirit of God's keeping you in control. God is giving you He's giving us perseverance. He wants us to persevere. As we all bow our heads and close our eyes. Because healthy lives, they do matter. I never took it into consideration. Until pastor started preaching about being healthy. So I got to let go of this. I got to let go of that. That's why I've been getting like that. That's why I've been getting this attitude. That's why I've been getting like this. And God says, "I got you, son. Just listen to me." And all God wants you to do is listen to him. To be hearers of the word and to be doers of the word. Only the word of God can bring life into you. If we listen to the word of God, if we listen to the word of God, if we listen to those preachers that have been preaching, I'm able to listen to. I got YouTube. When I'm going through it, I'll put Pastor Sermons or Pastor Rubens or Pastor John's or Pastor Stephen Furtick. I'll put something positive. Because we're all going through something every day. And that's what's been keeping us healthy. God wants us to have a healthy life. Healthy lives matter to him. Yes. Maybe you've been mind tripping. You've been having a lot in your mind. You say, you know what, man, I don't want all this coronavirus and all this is happening and we couldn't go to church no more, and you haven't been going to church. You haven't even been tuning in. Because I know at the point of my life, last year, I didn't even want to tune in because I was unhealthy. And God's saying, "I need you to tune in. I need to keep you healthy, church. I want to keep you healthy. Let me do what I got to do in you, but you need to let go. Hallelujah. So we all bow our heads and close our eyes. We lift up our hands tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Halalama randa mosete morende. Shalalama randa maranda rumurundu rurubuyende. Father, I just pray tonight, oh God, as you touch your sons, you touch your daughters, oh God. Let them receive this word, oh God, like never before. Give them your supernatural peace, Lord. Your supernatural joy, your supernatural power, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you open the eyes of their hearts, that they will receive your word, oh God. They will receive your word like never before, oh God. They will trust in you like your word says, oh God. You give us so much in your word. They will trust you and believe in you and have faith in you. And I pray tonight, Father God, maybe some of your sons, maybe some of us are just dealing with lacking in faith. And God's saying, I want to renew. I'm giving you a measure of faith. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing the word of God. It's simple. I pray tonight, Father God, as you open the eyes of their hearts, Father God, our hearts this evening, Father God, as we receive your word, Father God, whatever they're battling, Father God, whatever they're going through, Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you restore, Lord, that you refresh, oh God, refresh like never before, refresh their minds, refresh their hearts, oh God, let your thoughts be your thoughts, oh God, help them to let go, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Maybe some of you have been saying, oh, you know what, I haven't been feeling right. My bones have been hurting. My legs been hurting. My ankles, my neck, my elbows, my wrists. So I'm your healer. Because this was taking place in my life, church. They've been hurting. And I've been depending on the word of God. And God has been healing me. And as he's been healing me, he'll heal you. You know. Father, I just pray tonight, Lord. Those that have been feeling sick in their body, Father God, or whatever they've been feeling in their bones, Father God, I pray that you renew their strength, oh God. Refresh their bones. Your blood, let your blood flow within them from the bottom of their soul to the top of their head, Father God. Let them depend on you, not to depend on themselves, oh God. Let them know that you are there for them, oh God, and that you place the man and woman of God in their lives to guide them in every direction, what they need to do and where they need to go, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name. If this message ministered to you, just lift up your hand. God sees a hand. God sees a hand. I want to pray with you. God sees a hand. It's okay. Sometimes we can't even lift up our hands because we just like, we come to church and say, whatever. We're going through things. God say, no, I got you. I got you, son. I got you, daughter. And you, Father God, those that lifted up their hands, Father God, you touched their hearts, oh God. You refreshed their spirits, oh God, like never before, oh God. Renew their minds like never before, oh God. Strengthen them, Lord, from the bottom of their souls to the top of their head, oh God. As they do, as they hear your word, help them to become doers. And help them to become the word that you've been giving them to action, Lord. As you prepare them for bigger, better, and greater things, God. Touch, oh Lord. Touch your teenagers. Touch the youth here, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Touch the teenagers. Touch the seniors. Touch the adults. Touch your people tonight, Father God. Your sons and daughters that are here, oh God. Touch them, Lord. Heal them, God, in the name of Jesus. As you have your way, Lord Jesus. Cry out to God, church. Cry out to God. He's your healer. He's your healer. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch your people, Lord. As you have your way in them, oh God.
He paid for my freedom. He paid for my freedom. No other hope. No other love. I want my own, Jesus. No other God. No other love. You're all I want, Jesus. Nothing in your world compares to you, God. There's no one like you. There's no one like you. Nothing in your world compares to you, God. There's no one like you. There's no one like you.
Hallelujah. Father, you continue to touch your people, Lord, as they're here, Father God. They will leave refreshed, Father God. Help them get back to the healthy society, God. As we exalt you and magnify you, God. Hallelujah, church. Come on, give a Lord a clap offering tonight. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Church, I want to leave you with this. In Jeremiah 33, verse 6, it says, "Behold, I will bring it health and healing, and I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth." I just want to remind you, stay in his truth, church. Stay in his truth and keep his word in you. It will bring life to you. Come on, give the Lord a clap offering tonight. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. Don't forget, if you have anyone, any neighbors that need to come to church, invite them. Be a blessing. God bless you. And remember, with God, all things are what? You're dismissed. Hallelujah.
God moved today. Hearts were touched. Lives were changed as the word of God came across. We are living in some tough times, but at the same time, they're an exciting time because God is moving. God is a miracle God. And I just challenge you, church, to continue to stay plugged in. We have different avenues we can continue staying plugged in on our YouTube, our Facebook, our Instagram. Subscribe to those things that God can continue to speak and God continue ministering to your lives. You know, also we have rehab centers for men and women. If you know anybody that's struggling and going through things, please send them our way. Let God move, let God minister to them. You know, I'm excited because God is on the move. And He's restoring, He's healing, He's touching lives, He's breaking yokes, He's breaking bondages, He's doing miracles. As much as the enemy is trying to push himself and push his agenda, we are here to lift up the name of Jesus as a church, as we worship together, as we see God together, and we see God fulfill purpose and destiny. So I encourage you today to continue staying plugged in and let God use you greatly. Amen. We love you and God bless you. And remember, with God, all things are possible. God bless you.
We hope you all enjoyed service. If you would like more information about our ministry, we encourage you to call us at 909-572-6162. Or you can check out our website at www.livingwordinlandempire.org. Road to Recovery starts here. Do you know someone in need of help? If so, we encourage you to contact our facilities for men and women for more information. If you would like more info about our facilities, you can check out our website at livingwordinlandempire.org. If you happen to miss a service or a live stream, don't worry, we have you covered. You can hear all the past messages from the beginning till now by our very own Pastor Edgy. Listen now by searching Living Word IE in your Apple Music or the podcast app. Also, you can go to our Facebook page and click the link to take you directly to the recent message Pastor blessed us with. Enjoy. We're so excited to announce our LW online shop. We would love for you to check out our shop. All you have to do is head on over to our website at www.livingwordinlandempire.org and click LW Shop so you can see all the awesome items we have in stock. You are greatly appreciated and thank you so much. Just a reminder, all your proceeds go towards building God's kingdom.